Cooking and heating gas distribution stations in the blockaded Gaza Strip were forced to minimize their operation due to a shortage in propane gas. In past months, Israel has been allowing less than 100 tons of gas in per day, while Gaza needs at least 250 tons every day. The delay of delivery from Israel has led to the scarcity of cooking gas, according to the Petroleum Importers Association.
The Israelis are using cooking gas, which is a strategic product, as a way to exert pressure on Gazans. The blockade is punishing the people here, and the only way to solve this problem is for Egypt to open the Rafah crossing for commercial goods, including cooking gas.
The drop of gas shipments coincides with the winter and a rise in gas demand due to the shortage of electricity for space heaters. Gaza residents say they are expecting the worst as the temperatures continue to drop.
Lack of cooking gas, which we also use to heat our house, is hurting us and hurting our children in this cold winter. We know that Israel aims to harm us with its blockade, but their policies will never break us.
During the Israeli onslaught in mid-November, which lasted for 8 days, Israeli forces blocked the entry of gas into the seaside territory. The Gaza Strip has been under a suffocating Israeli blockade for several years amid what many describe as an international conspiracy of silence.
The amounts of gas being delivered are not enough because of Israeli restrictions. During the 8-day Israeli war, no gas was delivered, and that has badly affected our gas supplies. We are at Israel's mercy in this cold winter.
The unusually cold spell in the tiny coastal enclave during the past few weeks has also helped deplete gas supplies. With cooking and heating gas shortage, besieged Gazans say they will be facing a tough time in cold winter months to come. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.